Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have a summer safety tip for you. Never leave sunglasses on your dashboard or they'll result in the death ray that could burn your car up. Now, I have left my sunglasses on the dashboard, even here recently.
I wouldn't do it because they'd be too hot when you got back in your car.
Yeah, I know. I just forget.
The only thing I've ever had go wrong is I had one of my super high-powered laser pointers in my car, and it accidentally burnt a hole in the seat.
Oh, my. Yeah. How did you leave it on?
The button got pressed by something.
Yeah.
So it wasn't left on. It just got, like, bumped.
My mom's got those back warmers, you know, where you put on your back and you turn them on.
Yep.
And she's got that in her lazy boy, I guess lazy girl seat, because she only sits in that one. But she left it on. And I'm like, it was super hot.
Now, my car seat has the warmer in it.
Yeah.
And it actually broke and burnt my butt. I've got a wallet with a burn mark on it. This wallet has a burn mark on it. And it's because those little wires that heat up, they burn through the seat and started a flame fire. There's the mark on the wallet.
I think about it every time I turn mine on. I think about you.
Yeah.
I mean, I had it on this morning.
It was like if your wallet wouldn't have been there, it'd been like branding of a cow
it
or something.
I would have been squealing.
Did you get it fixed? Or
yeah,
just
I took
it
to the factory and they did it under rebate or warranty or whatever.
Well,
because
they
were like, that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, because you don't think about the wires that's heating your bottom up.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That something got crossed, it burned right through the seat, caught on, and in the seat has some straw looking crap or like burlap sack looking stuff, and that caught on fire. And so, I mean, I was driving over near Malden High School, and I was like, something's burning around here. And I'm like, it smelled like a fire, like a forest fire or something. So I pulled over and I'm like, dang, the smoke's in my car.
Yeah.
So I opened the door and stepped out, and there's a flame.
Well, the reason they're called seat warmers is because rear defroster was already taken. I always love saying that joke.
I like that.
Okay. But that's your sunglasses can actually cause a fire. The fire department posts a photo to show how it really can start a fire, just like magnifying glass with the sun.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with your regular glasses, too, if you put those on your dashboard.
So your regular glasses are more likely to, because the sunglasses are supposed to be dimming the heat of it.
It melted the entire dashboard. And almost melted Tom's bottom, too, with this situation. But to prevent it, they say make sure you keep sunglasses and any other reflective objects out of direct sunlight, especially on the hot days.
But those visors that you put in the windshield, aren't those reflectors? But those are reflecting.
They reflect. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. It's not so much reflectors as things that refract the light, that narrow it down like a magnifying glass.
You know, they got the ones that fold up, but I got the circular one that, you know, you got to make a circle, and it's almost like a magic trick. And I'm like, as soon as it, like, if you take that little band off, it just plops open right in your face.
Slap your face.
You're like, ta-da!
All right, I got another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put bottles of water in your car.
That's what they mentioned right here.
Okay, I didn't know if you had more or not.
Yeah.
That could do the light thing, but more importantly, too, is you're heating up that plastic bottle with all kinds of bad chemicals, forever chemicals, and you're getting that mixed into your water now by heating it.
Yeah, you don't drink it once you've left
Right, exactly.
And once it gets warm, lukewarm? Okay.
No, not lukewarm, hot.
But I've always thought about that. Anytime I go somewhere and my car is in the sun, if there's anything sitting there in my little cup holders.
Yeah.
I move them. If the sun's facing them, I immediately move them out of the way. That's always smart.
And it's always like in the summertime when it's super hot and you got the leather seats, you get in there with your short shorts and it just burns your legs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They stick to it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got my jorts on.
What's a jort?
Jean shorts. Yeah.
Oh, you wear those shorty short jean shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But
I don't want to see that.
A lot of times you're swimming, though, sometimes, you know. And it feels good when you get in there in that warm seat after you've been in a cold lake or the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Just trying to save lives this year. That's all I'm trying to do. So be careful. Be careful. Don't drink water and don't.
Well, don't forget, like, anything that will explode. Like, I used to keep body spray.
Oh,
in
yeah,
my car. Yeah. And one day it was really hot. And I'm like, you know, this might not be a good idea. But yeah, things like that will explode too in a hot car.
The soda probably could.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Fireworks, don't want to leave those in there either.
Hairspray, no way.
Yeah. Right.
Grenades.
This is very true.
Good point, Tom.
You can't
good
argue
point.
With it.
Yeah, I can't.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Today is a very special Monday.
Yeah.
You may not know this, but it is National Leave Work Early Day.
Bye. Okay.
See y'all.
But you need some good excuses if you're going to do it. So I'm going to help you out with some of those excuses this morning. Some of these are better than others, but I figure some of them you may have figured out on your own. Some of them might need a little clarification. Probably one of the most obvious excuses for leaving work early would be a family emergency. Mm-hmm. Now, the only real downside of this is the bad juju you get from lying. You might feel guilty about it.
Well, yeah.
And the fact you may say your grandma's dead three times. So keep up with how many times she dies.
We'll get to grandparents dying in a minute. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Because that's not really an emergency.
Well, it is.
I guess, but usually you use it for funerals more than...
That's when you want to get out of 2 or 3 days, because you got to go fly to the place, go to the funeral, and do all that stuff.
That's true. Okay. She lives in the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's not leaving work early.
With National Leave Work Early Day, another great excuse is diarrhea. It's a little embarrassing, but most people will not argue with you if you tell them
Correct.
You have that.
Correct.
They're just like, okay, take care of it.
But do people really stay out of work for that?
I mean, I guess it depends on how bad it is. On those days, whenever you have to get ready for a colonoscopy, I mean...
I came to work, didn't I?
Yeah, but you left several times throughout the show.
So it's almost like you weren't here.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm sure their office has a restroom to use.
There was the doctor?
No,
where they work.
Your office. Why be out of work for that reason?
I can think of a lot of reasons why to be out of work for that. It's bad enough going to the bathroom at work whenever you don't have that problem.
There used to be a guy here who would use the excuse that he had a dentist appointment to leave. It's like, you have gone to the dentist now 6 times this year. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, that's possible if you're getting crowned and heavy-duty work done.
It was a teeth cleaning.
Oh, well, that's a lot of teeth cleaning.
Yeah,
but if you go to the dentist 6 times in the year and your teeth aren't looking any different.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point of cleanings is to keep them from looking different.
And that's not a good excuse because you can make a dentist appointment after work hours.
Yeah.
For the most part.
You could make a case for them not being open after hours.
Tom really finds a way to get out of work, don't he?
Yeah, I laugh at y'all when you go, I got an appointment at 10:15. I'm like, really? You couldn't schedule
that?
That's
the only time available.
That's the only time I'll do that, too.
Well, you know, I know you have your imaginary kids, but when you have kids, it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your imaginary kids never have anything that they have to do.
Their grandma helps them with that.
Your imaginary grandma?
Yeah.
Along those same lines is woman troubles or woman issues. Now, obviously, it's not going to work so well if you're a man. But guys, particularly if you got a guy's boss, he's not wanting to deal with that at all. He's like, oh, okay. There's very few questions that come after that.
Right.
I don't like leaving work early, though. I'm like, because you have more work to do the next day. Maybe I'm just alone.
It's okay.
All right. You can claim there's a problem in your home, maybe a water leak, something that's not real difficult to say, and it's kind of, they're not likely to come and go, can I see your water leak? Take pictures.
See, and I didn't do that. I had a shower. I took a shower one morning before work, and my hot water would not turn off in the shower. I just had to leave it running.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My hot water ran while I was here.
No.
You are much more dedicated to this job than I thought you were.
I wouldn't do that.
Because I didn't have the... I tried to turn it off at the road. I didn't have that tool that I now have. But I had to wait to come to work. When the water company opened up, I had to call and say, go shut my water off.
There you go.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. They say an issue with a pet is something that you could come up with. And that's like, you know, you mentioned the grandparents and having to keep up, but pets are kind of more flexible in that area.
You got to let them out, though. I'm like, Can I go let my dog out?
Yep.
Halfway through the day.
Got to.
We work 5 hours. That dog's okay.
But the boss is not. I know for us, but I'm like, I'm thinking about somebody that works like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
It's like, does a boss let them go home and let their dog out?
No, a lot of people have to get pet sitters to come in just to let the dog out. Right. And that gets pretty expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. This one works best if you have kids, but you can say your kid's school called and there's a problem. They usually won't go into too much detail over that.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, man, your kids had a problem like 7 times this year.
I'm going to try that.
They're problem kids.
Your imaginary kids.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
All right, the grandparents passing away. Someone much wiser than me says, remember, when you start a new job, you can restart the clock to 4 grandparents again.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I technically had 6.
Well, and if you think about it, too, if you tell them, listen, my grandfather died, that's a true statement if he's dead. And and you're just not mentioning that it was 11 years ago.
So you should, every boss should go, when?
Well, that's like, when you lie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so don't lie about just this weekend.
Mm, yeah.
Uh-huh. You can say you had an important package delivered. You got to get off the porch before it's stolen. That's not a great one because they're going to expect you back pretty quick. That one wouldn't buy you much time, I don't
think.
I mean, honestly, we're thinking... Okay. It's almost like you're thinking ethically about trying to squirm your way out of work. I'm like, how
right. Yeah. I'm praying over here for forgiveness because all these lies that are being spread.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm going to take a wild stab here. Has anyone ever used the excuse, hey, boss, it's leave work early day and I'm going to take advantage of it?
I said that's not a good one.
Yeah. So how can we even celebrate this day?
Well, like I said, just gave you a list. You got to come up with a good lie.
I have a doctor's appointment today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, you go ahead and leave early.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, are you okay? What's going on? Anything I can do for
you? HIPAA, back up.
Okay.
I'm going to take a stab at it. It's diarrhea, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I hate it when a couple argues in public and I miss the beginning of the conversation because I don't know whose side I'm on when I miss out on that. So I wonder whose side I'm on. But no, you know, sometimes you might have friends as a couples and you go out and they start fighting in public. You ever had that happen, that situation?
Embarrassing.
I have some things that they say you can do when your friends start to fight in public. And you don't want to take sides. That's actually one thing you don't want to do. Because both parties are likely to turn on you at that point. It's like, you know what? You just mind your own business. This is our fight. It's an A-B conversation. See your way
That's
out.
Right. Yeah, but they invited you in, talking so loud, yelling at each other.
They did.
Yeah, got front row seats.
In some ways, but they forgot you were there, really. And all of a sudden, you're just like, it's like a ping pong or a tennis championship going back and forth listening to them. But you got some friend couples that fight. They say, ask the Bickersons to stop.
Yeah,
you can do that.
That doesn't work though, because you can say, "Come on, guys, stop! Just stop!" and then they do the ABC, see your way out,
okay.
And then they just keep going at it.
But if you say, "Stop! This is making me feel uncomfortable. I appreciate if you just wait until I leave to have this conversation. If you're going to go at it,
you've got more guts than me.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. I'm just stepping
watch.
Back. Yeah,
okay.
No, I just watch.
How about this? Change the subject. They say is a good idea.
Yeah, that's whenever they're like get mad at you.
They recommend trying to channel the conversation to a more constructive topic at that point.
They're like yelling, and you're like, hey, look at that over there. Is that a new Jimmy John's? And they're like, oh, we're going to kill you.
I think that's what I kind of do. I kind of try to be funny.
Okay.
Like, who needs a fireball shot here?
Yeah, it may not be a couple. It might be two girls fighting or two guys fighting at, you know, some event. You might say, oh, what's that on that guy's plate over there? Looks delicious. Or is that a maple tree or an oak tree? I can't tell the.
Let us know how those work.
Yeah.
They're just going to make them mad.
Okay. These are just some good, I mean, ideas, Tom. They may not be perfect.
What if you said, it's like, I didn't know this was going to be a dinner and a show.
I like that one.
Okay, and this is the best one, I think. Just excuse yourself. Whenever possible, it's best just to disengage and walk away, take your cell phone out, whatever you're going to do, and act like you got something else to do.
But these are for your friends. These are people that you know. But when you're out in public and you see people arguing or fighting, I mean, really, I eavesdrop.
No, okay, yeah.
I do, because I want to find out what's going on.
I eavesdrop, too, unless it looks like it could turn violent. And then I'm like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Then you're like, I gots to go.
My favorite story is Tom was in one of those home improvement stores, and a husband and wife were asking him what color would go best in their living room or something. Yeah. And so,
did you answer?
I was like, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're in a fight with the wife.
Yeah.
And like, the husband's down the other aisle.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not a good situation.
And they say, if the couples fight a lot in public, if it happens a lot, consider ending the friendship. Because you start seeing them fight as a couple, and then before you know it, you're fighting more so because you're around them. And you're like, you know, you're going home, you're like, hey, Carl was right, right? You know, you start to take sides at that point, and then your significant other goes, what do you mean Tammy was the one that was right? And before you know it, you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it always gives you something to talk about.
I agree. So my wife and I are like, did you see them fighting? Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Yeah, okay. And then you're just thankful that your relationship's not as bad as their relationship.
Yeah, it's like, shoot, thank goodness we're not Tammy and Carl.
Yeah.
And then you say, of course, we'd have waited till we got home. We wouldn't have done it in front of us.
That's right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Guessing game.
Let's do it.
Who do you think sells the most clothing and apparel in the United States?
Amazon Prime, I guess.
Walmart.
Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
Walmart.
Okay, good guess.
Just because I shop there, Ross Dress for Less.
Okay, it's not Ross Dress for Less.
Okay.
TJ Maxx, probably.
Yeah.
It is Amazon.
Oh, good.
Not Amazon Prime, but just Amazon.
Okay.
By a large margin. Estimated $68 billion of sales last year. They're expected to do $76 billion this year. By comparison, Walmart is at about 30. So they are double their nearest competitor. TJ Maxx is next. Then Target, Kohl's, Gap, Nordstrom, Ross Dress for Less.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Nike and Dick's.
Now, I'll say, you know, they need to, like with Amazon, show real people in those clothes and not those models.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many people or how many has been returned. What's been returned?
No, this
well?
Is sold. This is actual sales.
Because let me tell you, this is why I can't buy clothes online. I bought two shirts off Amazon for a party because I didn't know what size.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird, my sizes. Uh-huh. I'm in between right now. And I get it, realize, okay, I can wear the large. It's no return. On this item.
Oh, well, that's the third party.
I didn't think about that when I ordered it, but it was a special shirt, but no return. And now I got a shirt. I got two shirts that are exactly the same. One's just bigger than the other.
What size is it? What size are you trying to get rid of?
Extra large.
Oh, yeah. I could use that one.
I was going to say, I can find somebody.
$28.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, thank you.
I thought Stacy was going to wear it. I'm just going to wear a man shirt.
It's actually a kid's shirt. It's a trash truck, which is a kid's cartoon. It was for my friend's birthday party, her little boy. And
okay.
So it's a trash truck. It's got the trash truck characters.
Enough.
Well, that's where it's going to end up, too.
Huh?
That's where it's going to end up.
Yeah, in the trash.
One out of every 8 clothing items bought in the U.S. now comes from Amazon. Mm. And as I said, that's going to get bigger next year. 13% of all apparel or clothing sold in the United States is through Amazon.
Wow.
And 41% of all online clothing is sold through Amazon.
Pretty soon, there will not be any stores left. It'll all be online.
It just makes me think people are getting lazier and lazier.
I think Bezos ought to be sending the public a check.
Now,
thanks
you say
for
Bezos.
Buying.
Everyone says that. Bezos doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. It's Andy Jassy is the new Bezos. Bezos resigned when he got his divorce, or he stepped away from that.
And
he's
honestly
doing Blue Origin now.
It's not their fault, really. I mean, it's because America has embraced it. Yeah. Kind of like what Cato said. It's like, we just want to sit on a couch and order our clothes.
I only mentioned that, Stacey, because Andy Jassy is the one who needs to get the blame.
Okay.
At this point.
So then Andy needs to send everybody a check for using Amazon.
I know, right?
That's what I think.
Just take my shirt back.
I mean,
I'll buy it. Let me get my checkbook. Dang.
They charge us to use Amazon.
I know.
Yeah. I'm like, we're paying them to send our products to us.
Wouldn't that be something if they had a program for, like, every dollar that you spend, you get some back, kind of like credit cards do?
Well, they do. They do? You get the Amazon credit card.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got my Amazon Prime credit card.
Yeah.
You get 5% back.
Sweet.
If it's through Amazon, yeah.
I think I order twice a year maybe on Amazon, maybe three times. Sometimes my mom will call and
we
say,
live on there.
Will you order me something? And I'll just send it to her house.
I order twice a day.
Do you really?
Honestly, we order a ton on Amazon. We've got that grocery thing where it comes every month for certain items.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the clothes, it's like, you know, you can just sit on the couch, order your clothes, and then about, you know, I'd say half a year later, you just order the size up.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're not moving. It's getting bigger.
So I should just hang on to that extra large.
Yeah, give it time.
Yeah, I would keep that extra large.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
I'm hanging.
Well, and now I will say, Cato, most clothing on Amazon, you can return. That's how they basically do it, is why people will even do it.
And most always I'll choose Amazon Prime to buy it from. But this was a special shirt, and this was the only one like it. So.
Good thing about that, too, is that you find the clothes that you like, the shorts you like, the shirt you like on Amazon. Then you go buy six more pairs of them, so you got an extra. That's the way I do it anyway.
Got to have a backup.
Always.
Because
that could become your favorite shirt. And you're like, why didn't I get two or three or six of those?
And it's like at Ross Dress for Less. If you see something, you have to buy it knowing that you can return it within 30 days. Because if you say, I'll get it next time I come in, it's gone.
And that's what happens to Amazon, too. You get a price lower, you need to strike fast because it will be $30 more the next day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
that's a bit extreme, maybe. Maybe it's not that much.
Get those clothes while you can, then, so that Hawk doesn't buy them out from under you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I tell you, technology, you can't keep up with it anymore. You talk about the AI and all that stuff. And this has to do with being able to see. And I know, Tom, you had contact lens. Stacy, do you have contact lenses?
I do.
Okay.
But I'm to the point where it's like I can't wear them because I can't see close up. And then I have to wear glasses anyway to read anything. So I just wear my glasses.
Well, researchers from China, they've developed contact lenses that give the person the ability to see in complete darkness and even with their eyes closed.
Wow.
The lens contain tiny nanoparticles that absorb infrared light and convert it into visible images. And it basically gives them the superhuman vision and capabilities. So when wearing them, you still see everything normally, but the lenses simply add the ability to see infrared images on top of what's already there. So it's kind of like infrared. So they say in the future, it's going to be able to help, like, for example, surgeons. They'll be able to see hidden tumors and stuff in your body when they're doing surgery. Also, firefighters will be able to see through smoke. See if there's anybody in there and stuff. But how about when you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go use the bathroom? You can just sleep with your contact lens.
Yeah, but you said you can see without opening your eyes.
I know. That's what they said.
I'm going to sleep staring at the ceiling all night.
That's what confused me. Ability to see complete darkness and even with their eyes closed.
That just sounds...
Yeah.
I'd like to read more about it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe you only see the infrared with your eyes closed.
Well, that's your assignment for Friday, then.
Yeah, for nerd news.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but it's a pain. I know you can, sometimes you get the disposable, like, contact lens.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, you had disposable contact lens, right?
I had all different kinds throughout the years.
Okay, but I remember him wearing, like, the disposable ones for, like, 3 years. I could be exaggerating.
You know more
a
about
bit.
Me than I know about me.
You keep saying, well, I'll never forget because I'm like, how long have you had those in? It's like, well, they're disposable. I had them in like 3 months. I'm like,
I don't remember going that long with them.
Okay, 3 weeks?
I'm sure 3 weeks. I think a month is probably not unreasonable.
But you're supposed to dispose them, like, what, daily?
There's
or
different
weekly?
Kinds. Okay. There were 1 month long ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some you can sleep in. What are they calling these contacts? I mean, are they going to get to a point where we can see through walls like Superman?
You could be. I don't know. This is just the start of that.
Teenage me would have sure liked that.
The adult Tom. Me would like it.
Cato.
Yeah, Cato. Stacy, what did you bring up here?
Good times.
Yeah.
It would come in handy, like when you go into a restroom, you don't have to look down at the feet. You can just look straight through the door.
There you go.
Somebody's sitting there.
Like, hey, I'm pooping in here.
I know.
Put those contact lens out.
Yeah. But I just never could. I don't think I could do contact lens. I can't even put my finger that close to my eyes. I don't know how you guys do it, how you put the contact lens in.
Well, it's a hope and a prayer when you first start wearing contacts. But then once you get used to it, it's all right. It just kind of sucks on your eyeball.
I have a friend, though. I've seen them, like, lick it. They'll lick it and stick it. It's like, I'm like, ooh, you just French kissed your eyeball.
Cleaning it off.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. I close my eyes trying to put eye drops in my eyes.
Me too.
That's probably hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had to. I wasted.
You use half the bottle trying to get an eye drop in. Listen, I feel the same way.
I can't do it.
So, anyway.
My sister used to work for a retina specialist, and she talks about giving people shots in their eyes. I'm like, they are asleep, right?
My mom. My mom had to have shots for years in her eye. Uh-uh. And I said, did it hurt? She goes, well, at first, and then I got used to it. You get used to a needle being stuck in your eye.
You got to put me out or strap me down.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to work for me. I'll just go blind.
I tell you, man.
Who said that?
I had to get an MRI not long ago for my shoulder, and they had to knock me half out. They gave me so much Ativan, I was in another world.
Yeah,
I can't wait for my next MRI.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.